When we sat across from each other at the restaurant, and I looked into your eyes, I saw your need, your hunger, your desire. You looked into my eyes as well. I don't know what you saw, but I know it drew you closer to me. The way you spoke to me. Respectful, but not fawning. Polite, but not too polite. You were strong, confident, and self-assured. Even the way you sat, the way you held yourself, I could tell you were going to be worth the effort. I knew it was just a matter of time. When you picked me up for our first date, you were a gentleman. No, you were more than that. You were attentive. You were thoughtful. You anticipated my every need, and you enjoyed treating me like your queen, like a goddess. I felt it immediately. The way you would lower your gaze, bow your head ever so slightly, making sure to open every door and assure my comfort in every situation. At the end of the night, you wanted to kiss me. I felt it. I even gave you the opportunity, but you didn't. You waited. Most men would have done just the opposite. But we both knew that I would be the one to kiss you. When I wanted to. When I was ready. The night ended without a kiss. I knew you understood why, and wouldn't have it any other way. I knew it was just a matter of time. Our second date was at my invitation, not yours. I didn't ask you out. I told you where to be. I told you when to be there. And when you showed up on time, exactly as I asked you, dressed impeccably and waiting patiently, I knew it was just a matter of time. After dinner, you drove me home, and I invited you in. You made me a drink and served it to me. When you did, you kneeled before me, hands raised, offering me my drink. Your eyes were lowered, and you waited for me to take it from you. I didn't say thank you. Instead, I allowed you to kiss my feet. And you did. Gently. Respectfully. I watched as you lowered yourself before, and pressed your lips to the black patent leather heels. When you did that, I knew it was just a matter of time. As we spoke over the next few months, you shared with me everything you desired, everything you cared about, everything that you needed in order to be happy, and I did the same. You were honest, even when it scared you. You were truthful, even when it was hard for you to speak the truth. You were vulnerable, even when you feared rejection. You were responsive when I asked you questions, always answering them directly. I was the same. And as we spoke to each other, and as we shared our deepest desires with one another, I knew it was just a matter of time. When I placed a leather armbinder on you, and buckled it tight, drawing your arms behind you, I watched as your vulnerability grew. I watched your cheeks turn pink as you felt your helplessness grow. I felt my pussy grow wet as I made your fantasy into a reality. I smiled as I ran my hand over your strong chest, playing with your nipples, teasing them, pinching them, and eventually letting my fingernails dig into them enough to make you gasp. I watched as you instinctively tugged at your bound arms. I watched as your restraint turned into helplessness. I watched as your eyes reflected your internal state. I showed you the red ball gag I had set out and smiled as I brought it up to your mouth. When you opened your mouth to accept it, and I buckled it on you, you moaned for me. Your eyes closed, and you let yourself slip into a state of surrender. As I ran my hands over your body, feeling you respond to my touch, I knew it was just a matter of time. So many hours spent touching you, teasing you, making your body respond to my touch. I learned exactly how to make your cock hard, and how to keep it that way. I learned how to keep you on the edge for hours, exactly where to touch and where not to. I delighted in watching you masturbate in front of me, teasing you about your embarrassing fantasies, letting you bring yourself to the edge for me. I taught you how to ruin your own orgasms. I taught you how to enjoy watching me touch myself and orgasm while you were denied. As my control over you grew deeper and deeper, you gave more and more of yourself to me. And when we decided it was time to lock your cock up in chastity, to keep you denied from me, you told me it was like a dream coming true for you. I trained you to accept your chastity and your denial. And as you accepted your chastity for me, I knew it was just a matter of time. Locked and denied, I taught you how to please me, how to worship me, how to please every part of my body. I trained you to please me, to bathe me, to pamper me, how to brush my hair, and how to rub my feet, how to hold and caress me, how to lick my pussy. When I locked your head in my smother box and kept you there for hours, my pussy became your whole world. I'd watch as your cock would swell in its cage as my pussy covered your face, as you would lick me, smell me, and let my wetness cover your face. As I'd watch TV, read a book, or check my email, you'd be beneath me for hours. And when we started to spend our evenings that way, I knew it was just a matter of time. When you kneeled before me, arms bound behind you, and opened your mouth for me. When I took my 8-inch rubber cock and pressed it against your lips. When I slid it in your mouth, forcing it down your throat until you gagged and choked. When I fucked your face until tears were running down your cheeks. When I looked down and saw your eyes, filled with love, with loyalty, and with gratitude, I knew it was only just a matter of time. When I pressed your knees to your shoulders and pressed your ass cheeks apart, when I coated my rubber cock with lube and pressed it against your ass, when you closed your eyes and accepted my cock inside you, fucking you. When I fucked your ass harder and harder, and you squirmed and moaned in desperation. When your locked-up cock flopped around on your belly helplessly, as I violated you over and over, I knew it was just a matter of time. And now, as you kneel before me, and I place this collar around your neck, I know that I own every bit of you, body, mind, and soul. When I click the lock shut, our journey together will enter a new stage. We will fulfill the promise we have seen in each other since our eyes first met. When I looked into your soul, and you looked into mine. Now, as I close this lock, you are mine forever. It was just a matter of time.